Yeah, we've seen in the past where when we started a campaign and trying to get these services brought back to Dunloe Hospital, that Pierce Doherty had come out and says that he got reassurances from senior staff that the services would be back brought back within weeks, and obviously nearly 2 years on, that has never materialised. Now, if it's a case that these services are going to be brought back in January 2017, it'd certainly be welcomed, but I just think that it's going to be a wee bit premature to say this, because I've spoke to senior management myself and they're not so 100% clear on this either, and if it is the case, there's a lot of work to be done before these services are brought back. Now, it's the antenatal service that they're talking about bringing back, but we also need to continue to campaign to bring back gynaecology, which is vital for our community in West Donegal. And I'd like to commend the women and men who stood at the gates of Dunloe Hospital calling for these services to be re-emplaced, and who has not let the campaign go and who has continued to fight for this, because at the end of the day, if this services is replaced, it's the ordinary working people who have brought has forced them to bring back the service, and not any politicians.
Now, a meeting is taking place in Dunloe Hospital next week. Do you not think that this might perhaps paint a clear picture of where things are going?
To my understanding, that there are moves to bring the antenatal services back to Dunloe. But my understanding is, I'm talking to senior management, is that there's a lot of work to be done before that happens. So to put a time on it, I think would be a wee bit premature. But we will continue to push for this. The community has continued to push for the service, and I know that they will continue that.